You are listening to the audio production of Jonathan Edwards' Resolutions and Advice to Young Converts by Jonathan Edwards, with an introduction by Stephen Nichols, published by One Audiobooks. This book is read by Tim H. Dixon. Introduction by Dr. Stephen Nichols. He was a young man unsure of his future. He had many gifts, and not a few options, before him. His father and grandfather were ministers, as were uncles and others in the family tree. He had a first-rate education, one of the finest of the day, so he was well prepared for a future in the halls of the academy, should he so choose. He even had a penchant for science, and perhaps could have headed off in that direction. But for the time being, he was a pastor, a young pastor at that. 18, going on 19, he found himself far from his native soil of the Connecticut River Valley, in the throes of a church split in a Presbyterian church in New York City. He had been invited to pastor the minority faction somewhere along the docks of the city's harbor. New York City wasn't nearly as busy in 1722, the year in question, as it is now. The population hovered around just under 10,000. For a young man from the idyllic setting of small-town New England, however, it was a place unlike any he had ever seen. Amidst all of this uncertainty and flux, this young man, Jonathan Edwards, needed both a place to stand and a compass for some direction, so he took to writing. He kept a diary and he penned some guidelines, which he came to call his resolutions. These resolutions would supply both that place for him to stand and a compass to guide him as he made his way. There was a time, church historian Sean Lucas once pointed out, when Jonathan Edwards wasn't Jonathan Edwards. That is to say, there was a time before Edwards was the great theologian and pastor that he is now known to be. In 1722 and 1723, during his 19th year, he was just Jonathan Edwards. The Great Awakening and his involvement in it, the publication of Religious Affections, Life of Brainerd, and Freedom of the Will, not to mention many other books, sermons, and writings enough to fill many shelves, the missionary work at Stockbridge, and the presidency of Princeton University, then known as the College of New Jersey, were all off in the distance. That Jonathan Edwards, the subject of many books, dissertations, conferences, and even websites, was not yet. At age 19, Jonathan Edwards was the potential Jonathan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?